Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. On Saturday, the final day of her visit to China, German Chancellor Angela Merkel rated her trip as successful, but expressed concerns about human rights issues there. She said that the communist government should have the confidence to allow dissent. The chancellor made the comments because Chinese police blocked a human rights lawyer, Mo Xiaoping, from joining her at dinner. The lawyer said that Beijing police told him Thursday he could not attend a dinner and private meeting with Merkel. Merkel also canceled a planned visit to Southern Weekend, a newspaper in Guangzhou that is known for its reporting on corruption and other sensitive issues, after Chinese authorities objected. In the wake of the massacre in Syria, where more than 200 people were killed by government security forces, the United Nations Security Council met and tried to pass a resolution condemning the actions and calling for President Bashar al-Assad to step down. However, China and Russia both vetoed the resolution. Reaction from Western and Arab powers was swift. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton expressed regret at the vetoes. French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé said Moscow and Beijing bear a heavy responsibility in the eyes of the world and the Syrian people. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed deep regret, saying that it undermined the role of the United Nations. The week-long cold snap in Europe and Eastern Europe has killed more than 220 people from Rome, Italy to the Baltics. So far, Ukraine has suffered the heaviest death toll, with 122 people dead. In Poland, the death toll rose to 45 as temperatures reached minus 27 degrees Celsius. Traffic in Rome came to a halt as the heaviest snowfall in 27 years made it impossible for taxis and buses to navigate through the icy streets without snow chains. Airports in the London area were experiencing flight delays and highways were gridlocked as emergency services raced to clear falling snow. In the Netherlands, Amsterdam Schiphol Airport reported dozens of delays and cancellations on Saturday. The cold snap has also killed people in Bosnia, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, France, Austria, and Greece. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. In Cairo, a government building was set on fire on Sunday as protests disrupted the heart of the Egyptian capital for a fourth day, and public figures demanded a faster transition to civilian rule. State television blamed the attack on unknown arsonists. So far, seven people have been killed in the protests around the Interior Ministry since Thursday, with another five killed in demonstrations in Suez, a city east of Cairo. The violence followed a melee and stampede after a soccer match on Wednesday in the city of Port Said, in which 74 people died in the worst soccer violence in 15 years. Also in Egypt, an explosion has hit a gas pipeline running from Sinai to Israel on Sunday, according to state television. The pipeline, which also supplies gas to Jordan, has come under attack at least 12 times since Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was toppled in 2011. The blast happened in the Masayid area west of the Mediterranean coastal town of Al-Arish. Gas pumping was stopped after the explosion. During 2 days of clashes in the Timbuktu region, Mali's defense ministry said on Saturday that the armed forces had killed about 20 northern separatist rebels and taken a dozen or more prisoner. The Tuareg-led MNLA rebels had no immediate comment. The reason for the violence is that veteran Tuareg insurgents and men returning from Libya's war last year are fighting to create an independent state in northern Mali. On Friday, the International Committee of the Red Cross said that nearly 10,000 people had fled into Niger after fighting between the army and armed groups in the area around Menaka and Andiram-Boukan in northeastern Mali. Some quick soccer scores for you. Hamburg denied Bayern Munich a chance to reclaim the Bundesliga by holding the visitors to a 1-1 tie on Saturday. Wolfsburg and Borussia Mönchengladbach drew 0-0. Augsburg drew 2-2 at Hoffenheim. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.